Now, what are your office hours?
Thank you for holding. Is this Matt?
Oh, hi, yes.
Hi, Matt. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a busy day. I
That's
understand that
good.
you're speaking with my representative, Kara. She wanted me to jump on the
Yes.
line with you. She asked me to go over some pricing and details, but did you have any questions about the listing aside from just the pricing?
Not at the moment. Now, what are your office hours?
We're here from 7 to 4 Monday through Friday, but it's Pacific Standard Time. So,
Okay.
yeah, 'cause we're in California. We're right next to the Google headquarters here in Orange County in Newport Beach.
Okay, what time is it there for you right now? Because I'm an Eastern Standard.
It's 1:01.
Okay. Now, Mal, I do work part-time still because I'm trying to get this up and my, like I said, company up and running.
Oh.
Now, would you be available to call like sometime tomorrow? That way, because right now, like I said, I'm at work and I don't know if I can fully get into details, write everything down like I'd want to.
Well, as a Google
And now, would
partner,
that be?
we only call out into an industry or area when there's a listing available. Google will just give us a
Okay.
list of the companies that they've qualified or pre-qualified for the position, and then they give that list to my reps, and they just kind of call down first come, first serve on the placement.
I see, I see.
There's only three guys that show
Okay.
for your service area. We only have one spot open. You never see those three guys next to the map if you look up like property management.
Okay.
Yep, that's where we're talking about listing you. It's a Google Places placement. So the reason you want to be
Okay.
there is because 90% of searches start and stop right there. That's where most of your potential prospects are going to be making their call. But you don't have to pay per lead or click or call. It's just a flat monthly rate and the customers contact you directly off the first page. We'd also provide you with a .com website too. I know she said you're working on one, but if you didn't
Yeah,
have one or if you needed
that
hosting.
would be nice. Now, what is the monthly rate? What's the monthly rate?
Well, normally what we would charge is $4.99 month to month, but your company's new, so I could put you under a new in business credit and it would reduce your cost by 50%. So you'd be looking at $2.49
Oh.
exactly on a month to month basis.
And how long would that last?
We would lock you in at that rate. So you'd get a service agreement in writing as well as your receipt, and it'll have outlined in your service agreement that it'd be $249 month to month for as long as you choose to remain with us.
Okay. Oh, dang, that sucks. I wish I could hold that. Okay, and
If you
how
sign up
I know you
today,
said
you're
that
only
there was.
committing to a month. Yeah.
Okay. Now, in terms of the three people you mentioned, and now, what are the chances that they would still be available tomorrow?
Pretty slim, I gotta be honest. So our whole role as a Google partner is to fill and host the positions. So usually when they give us a listing and they say, hey, this is the qualified candidates, my reps will start calling out right away. So they've only been working on this one for about 30 minutes now. I think you were the fourth person, that Tara's talked to on the list. And they just kind of, she's in a
Oh,
room.
okay.
Yeah, it's like a call center. So usually they fill it pretty
Okay.
quickly.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I'll be able to do it this time, but hopefully, maybe in the future it'll open up again. But and you said a 6 months to a year, correct, is the that like stop date, so I could just keep an eye out if, I get another call and things like that.
Well, the last time we had a listing available to this service area was 9 months ago. And so
Okay.
we're kind of at the discretion of the guys that are up there, Like, I don't know if you've heard of Atrium Management Company or
No.
Elliott and
So
IHO.
now those companies, when you're thinking of like property management and things like that, are those considered ones that like are managing properties in terms of talking with tenants and talking with all those people? Because I'm not.
No, they're doing the
I'm the.
maintenance, lawn care, landscaping, hardscaping.
Okay.
If they
Okay,
have
good. Okay.
plumbing
I just wanted to make
problems
sure I wasn't
or
in the wrong one.
handyman. No, it's the right category. It's almost like a handyman category. They're not really looking for people to like come in and rent property out and things like that. They would do that on their own means, you know, usually through somebody they know or through a firm, HOA.
Okay.
Yeah, but for this category, you know, the guys that have been up there, there's two pretty stern ones. One of them's been up there for almost 5 years. Another one's been doing it almost 10. There is a specialized property management out of Orlando, but they're running Google Ads. So we do have one local listing available, and it's, you know, like I said, 9 months since the last time we had a local listing available, but, you know, sometimes guys solicit that space and they just don't let it go, you know, it's month to month.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
I see.
Yeah, they're allowed to solicit that space, you know, as long as they've qualified for it and acquired it through Google or one of its partners directly.
Well, I'm very sorry and sad that I can't get this offer, but right now where I am, it won't be possible. If there's a way I could have had it, you know, prolonged a little longer, then definitely. But for right now, I cannot.
Yeah, it's just the timing of it. Oh, I saw you were doing home.
It really was.
How's that going?
I actually just got canceled that due to the kind of the way they have it set up based off leads and.
Good for you.
As a small company, something like a small company like me, like just getting started, it kind of can get hard.
Yeah, a lot of people go backwards first before they go forwards with that because of the lead fees, you know. It's good that you got out of that.
I decided to wait a little longer in terms before doing all that. So I'm just kind of doing personal and, you know, face-to-face networking around my area in terms of door-to-door flyers, things like that, the old school way, which has gotten me some good things. So I'm planning on sticking with that for a while.
Side of caution. When I seen that. Let me ask you this. I mean, I know you say it's a part-time thing, and obviously before you go full-time, you're going to want to have a pipeline of work lined up, and there's really no better way to do that than to be on Google and have people contact you where you can kind of cherry-pick and book yourself up.
And I understand that.
What if I could...
That's exactly what I was thinking of.
What if I could get it down a little further, like maybe add a small business credit with the Nguyen business credit, just kind of compound it? I think it's just you anyway, right?
Yes, it's just me.
If I can get approval on this, I mean, I don't know how much of a difference it'd make to you, but I may be able to get the pricing down to $199 through our supervisor here. If I can get approval on the same package for $199 month to month, is that something you could see a value and give it a shot? That way I could show you how well it works?
Yeah. And what would I be committing to? Just 1 month at first, and after that, it's like a if I need
to. It's month to month.
Okay.
So we'll just go 30 days at a time at $199. And then the Google verification, everything sticks, Matt. So, like, if you were to, like, leave us, let's say, after a couple months, which I don't think you will. You know, there's no reason to cancel on profit.
Yeah.
It's really easy to make you back $200 every month with this type of marketing. But if you were, like, worst-case scenario, you're still Google verified, and you have that Google business profile with all your reviews and your website on it, so people will still be able to find you when they look up your business. And that's a huge credibility factor when people are considering hiring you for a larger job. You want to make sure you're verified, you know, you have all the proper paperwork.
Okay.
All right.
One second before, give me, what's the name of it one more time so that way I can write it down?
Yep, local, so it's L-O-C-A-L.
Okay.
And then there's the second word, splash, S-P-L-A-S-H, local splash. We're a premier Google partner. And then the phone number is 877-635-6225. Let me know if you need me to repeat that. Okay, go ahead.
877-635-6225.
Yep. And then if you hit extension 544, that'll call me directly. If you hit extension 1, that'll take you to our 24/7 customer service department. I'm also going to text this to you as well. Same thing with, like, your service agreement. We've been in business since 2004, so we send you all the documentation, like, right now while we have you on the phone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, how long would it take for you to get that verification from your supervisor?
I can get it right now. I just sent him the message, so I'm pretty sure he'll push it through. It's January 1st, and they give me a certain amount of them each year. But, I mean, I mean, it's January 2nd, but I have a full slate. It's the beginning of the year, so they can't really tell me no if I have them available. Oh, okay. There he goes. Yeah, he said go ahead.
So 199 would be come out today, correct?
Correct. That's all you'd be charged.
From January.
Right, and then there's no other charges. So everything's included in the package. There's no other, like, lead fees, click fees, or call fees that you'll incur throughout the month.
Okay. All right. And how will I get in touch with building the website you guys will provide?
We're going to do a client interview. So I'll create the account, and I'll submit the business profile, like the Google business profile, to the headquarters for the placement. And then they're going to send you this postcard in the mail to that 1933 Halam Drive. And then we'll do a client interview. We could do either later today or tomorrow, depending on what your schedule allows. And then they have set questions that they walk you through. So they'll go over all the services you offer, the service area you cover, and then we'll get started on the website. So we'll purchase the domain and then pick your brain on how you envision that looking.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Sorry,
right.
I'm kind of walking around doing stuff, too.
I just got a couple of questions for you. What's your last name, Matt?
Kirchhoff. K-I-R-C-H-O-F-F.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one more question, too, before we get too far in.
Uh-huh.
In terms of LLC, mm-hmm. I'm still in the works of doing that in terms of I was hoping to get that done either this month or next month.
Perfect.
I'm getting that all set aside now. I just wanted to make sure that that wasn't like a deal breaker in terms of I had to be.
Not at all. I've actually signed people up that are currently unlicensed and they're still from our qualified candidates list. Google just tells us to check, like, if you're are planning on getting it or intend to get your paperwork squared away, then they say we can go ahead and enroll you. There is a solid, like, week and a half period where we're just doing your Google verification, building your site, doing the client interview. So you have plenty of time between now and when you're actually listed and receiving calls to get those things squared away.
Okay. Okay. And in terms of getting on, sorry, I'm barring you with questions, but
it's okay.
In terms of getting on to, like, the verification list that you get from Google, how does that work and how did I get on there? Just making sure, because I don't want to be like,
yeah,
I'm trying to
they
be
look
too
for,
skeptical, but at the same time, I get so many calls and I don't want to like give out my stuff and then I end up getting scammed, if that makes any sense.
No, I got you. They already have it at the Google headquarters. I mean, anything you put on the internet is technically under Google's search engine. You know, there's only a few major search engines and Google is like the number one search engine. So just about anything that you put on the internet, they have access to. So, but what they look for mainly is like that you fit the industry and area that they're trying to fill and that there's not any like outstanding like negative reviews, like nothing crazy that's happened. And then they kind of give you the benefit of the doubt and they'll put you on the list there. And then obviously if you decide to solicit that space, they do it month to month for a reason. You know, if things start going backwards, you know, or maybe they find out you're not the person they thought you were, then they could always part ways with you and we could tell you, hey, keep your money. We're going to go a different route the next month, you know?
Okay. 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 That sounds great.
All right.
What do you need from me?
What's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
Okay. It's going to be PCM, the letters, and then the name. So Property Care Management, right, followed right after.
Okay.
And it'll be at outlook.com.
Okay, so it's PCM, Property Care Management, at Outlook.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and do you want me to just start out by displaying your business as an LLC?
I mean, I guess if that doesn't go...
If you're in the process, it's pretty easy to get. I've had guys, like, get an LLC in, like, a two-hour window, you know? It's just filling out some paperwork online. Yeah.
It is, and just making sure, like I said, I just turned 18. That's what I want to do. I'll be a firefighter, so I'm building something that I can have whenever I'm in that. So that's why I'm in this. It's a slow rolling ball for me right now. So I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure if it takes a little while longer than I thought, there's no like, oh my gosh.
No problem. We can help you with that too. Like we've been in business for 20 years. Like everybody I work with is a business owner. It wouldn't be a huge burden on me to just pull up the form for the LLC and send it over to you, you know. You could fill it out.
Okay.
You need help with that. It's not a problem. Yeah, I'll get it for you. I want to make sure that the business is making money, because if the business isn't profitable and it's not making money, then we're not going to make money at the end of the day. The only reason our clients continue to use this each month is because it's profitable, you know? So that would be something that might hinder us. It won't prevent us from listing you, and it won't prevent you from doing any of the jobs. It's just the safety thing. Like, you kind of want to have it in case somebody tries to come after you. They can only sue the company. Yeah, because LLC would make it so they can only sue your company and not sue you personally, you know? So that's the difference.
Okay.
You know, if a really big lawsuit happened, then you just close your doors and move on, do something else, versus if they actually come after you, that's a different scenario. So, you know, you want to have that limited liability there. Okay. And it's technically free. That's the crazy thing. Anybody can get an LLC. I mean, most sites actually have it for free. They do have ones you could pay for, where they like expedite it and get through it really fast. But you know, there's sites where it's free to get an LLC too. America actually wants you to start your own businesses.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then got the website. Let me approve. Okay, we're going to buy a domain for you. I'm going to see if they have propertycaremanagement.com. The name's kind of generic, so it might not be available.
Yeah.
If it's not, then we'll go for like a propertycaremanagementfl.com or llc.com.
And
we'll let you know what's available during the client interview, or they might have to send it to you after. But we'll definitely get the domain purchased for you and then start developing content. Do you have like pictures of work that you've done in the past or like a company logo yet?
Yeah.
You do?
I do. I have all those things.
Okay. So I'm going to send you this email address. It's pretty easy. It's just photos@localsplash.com. And if you want to send them over from your mobile device, that'll come right through to us. And we already have your number and your email on file. So however you send it, we'll know it's you. And we'll go ahead and have those uploaded to the Google Business profile and your .com website.
Okay. And, you know, whatever I don't need to do at this very moment, I'll have all done tonight.
Oh, yeah, take your time. Don't worry, take your time. As long as we can get it done, like, going into the weekend, I'm pretty sure by Monday next week we'll already have the website good to go.
Okay, all right.
And then for the client interview, what's a good time for the client interview? I have a afternoon slot here, like 6 to 7.
Yeah, no, I don't know if I want to do today because where I'm working at, I probably won't get off until like 8 p.m. latest Eastern time.
Yeah, it's going to be dark.
So, yeah, it's going to be a little late. Yeah. But I can probably do, what's your earliest time this week?
The earliest time tomorrow would be 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard.
Which is, okay. I can do that.
Okay. All right. I'll schedule it for tomorrow. I'll send you a calendar invitation via your email, and then I'll text you 1 hour before, so about 9 a.m., just as a reminder.
Okay.
All right. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know when you get that text, and I could always reschedule it. But we want to try to get the client interview done as soon as possible. The sooner we get that done, the sooner we get you up and running and making money, you know?
I agree.
All right. And then I know you say that this is a part-time thing at the moment. How would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
Well, I used to always say, all the other things I used to do is 24/7 because, I mean, really, I'm available anytime. I always have my phone on me.
Okay.
Because that is my personal, and there's no, like, home-based operation. So, I feel like it might be best to put probably, like,
I can leave it open.
Okay, yeah, that might work.
Yeah, I can leave it open.
Because I was running into problems where people would call me late at night and I wouldn't even have my phone on it. And I was like, why did I even say 24/7?
Well, that's kind of why you want them. Yeah, it's because you might get calls really late, you know. And you're kind of in one of those categories where it's like the property management are almost like handyman, you know. So they call you.
Yeah.
But I'll leave it open. If you ever want to change it, you could always call in or text me, and I could swap it out for you. So not a problem. Easy fix.
Okay.
Alright, and then confirm. Alright, and I'm going to hide your street address online. I noticed it was published in a couple of places. Yeah, so I'm going to do an audit and get that hidden. We're still going to send you your Google PIN, but from now on your online listings, it'll just say Lakeland, Florida 33813.
That would be nice. Thank you. I didn't really...
Yeah.
I mean, I thought I realized, but I didn't really... Yeah.
Very safe and sorry. You don't. I mean, you go to them; they don't come to you anyway. So it's not like you need to have it up there.
That's true.
Okay. All right. So I got the business profile squared away and the client interview all set for tomorrow between 10 and 11. Last thing we got to do is secure your first month's payment. So, in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $199, how did you want to do that?
What are your ways? Is it just card number?
Yeah, you can do Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
Okay, now, I don't have my wallet on me, it's in my truck, so it might take me like 5 minutes to walk over there.
Okay, no problem. If you want to put me on hold, it's totally fine.
Okay, cool. I'll be here 1 second.
Okay.
All right, I'm here.
Okay, I'm still with you. No, no problem.
Okay, so I can give you my first, 16 digits?
Okay, yes, I'm ready for you. Yeah, it's 16
right,
on the front.
4-4? Mm-hmm. Okay, 4-4-3-5.
4-4-3-5.
1-2-0-7.
1-2-0-7.
9-6-8-1.
9-6-8-1.
9061. Yes.
Okay. And then the expiration date, month, and year?
It'll be 0227.
0227. And then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
Yeah, it'll be 509.
509. Okay. And there is a security question. You can use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Do Leo, L-E-O.
L-E-O, okay.
That'll be first pet's name.
Okay. Leo. Oh, I still have another mother's maiden. Okay, there we go. Leo. All right, save. Okay, and then I'm going to process this. When the payment clears, you're going to receive a text message that'll have an outline of the agreement. So it'll have all the products and features. It'll have the discounted pricing structure of the $199 and then the reoccurring billing date. Again, it is set to automatically renew each month on the second day. You could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. If you are going to discontinue, okay, try to let us know before the next billing is due, okay?
Okay, of course.
All right, try to always be responsive to your customers as much as you can. I know it's a part-time thing. And then, obviously, on the jobs that you do accept or go out on, try to remain professional and get as good of reviews as you possibly can, okay?
Of course.
All right, bear with me for one moment. I'm going to make sure I get you all your paperwork, and then I'll let you get back to work. I know I've taken up a lot of your time already as it is.
No, that's okay. It's okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'm like, it's a good thing. It could really going to change the outlook of your company. A lot of people, sometimes I get these older guys that just don't understand about the power of the internet, even though they probably have already adapted and use it every day.
Yeah.
They're just like conspiracy theorists. So, you know, this
and
would be
I just wanted to make sure that, like, you know, I'm not getting, something that I don't want to happen, if that makes any sense. I get calls all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it a lot of times it's unnecessary money to go out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I am so small that, I mean, there's no real benefit.
Google advertising
be nice.
Is huge. Yeah, I mean, it's not so much the website that's of the major value to you in this conversation. It's the first page placement. The people don't understand,
yeah,
like, you could spend thousands of dollars on a really nice site. Some people do. They make that mistake. They go out and they buy this site and they put a bunch of hours into building the site, and then nobody
mm-hmm.
can see it unless they actually type in
yep.
the URL or the domain name. So having the placement
yeah.
is actually the money maker. And vice versa, I've had people who, you know, don't want a site at all. Like, you get these old guys like, I don't want a website. I just want to get calls, you know. And so we don't build them
yeah.
the site. We just put them up there. And they still get calls.
Yeah.
All there is a call now button.
Yeah.
And that's really the benefit. You know, you want to make sure that they're finding you at the moment that they're looking for your help. That's where all
yeah.
the benefit is in doing this and having Google advertising.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, that's kind of what I meant. In terms of like leads and all that, that's where I was, you know, mainly thinking about, because I mean, it's like $30-something per lead. And I mean, yeah.
Oh,
depending
insane.
On what it is, I could definitely make it back, but there's no choosing
no.
or something. It's just
you're talking about Home Advisor by Angie's, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, we're not like that. So Home Advisor by Angie actually does do some Google advertising to get the leads that they sell. So they'll do something
yeah.
like this, and then they take the lead, and then they'll sell the lead to like four people for $50, and then they run, you know. we don't do that. We're actually listing you independently, so people will never like contact us about your company. They have your name and your number, they'll contact you directly. We're just making sure that they're seeing
yeah.
you at the moment they're doing the search. So they won't even know you're working with our company. They're just seeing your business and communicating
yeah.
with you directly. We don't get in between you and your customers at all.
Okay. That looks
yeah.
great.
Yeah, yeah. But the reason we do say, obviously, get good reviews, because if they have, like, a really bad experience and, like, your reviews are coming back bad, we'll go a different route, especially on a discounted
yeah.
campaign like that. You know, they're going to have you kind of on a short string. So you could cherry pick whoever you want. Like, it's not a problem if you turn people down. That's totally fine. Like, you have the right to refuse service to anyone. But obviously the ones that you do take, you know, just try to be as professional, as courteous as possible. I don't think it's a problem. You sound like a nice guy, but just, you know, I could really...
Yeah.
Everything's under a magnifying glass when you do something like this. So it's like, if you get, well, one star, everybody's seeing it. If you get a five star, everybody's seeing it. So it could be like really, really
yeah.
great, or yeah, one client can make things go kind of sideways. So
now, in terms of reviews,
mm-hmm.
would they be submitting it through the website you built, or how would they be submitting
it? Oh, no, they can write those directly. So
they
could write those directly on your Google business profile. That's why I was saying, you know, you need
okay.
the Google business profile, or else your company doesn't even exist as a business that you could find on Google right now. If you looked up property care management, you just find that old Home Advisor listing, but you can't call it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in terms of the reviews I've already gotten, I mean, I only have, like, a couple. Now, those I just have to either ask the people to do it again, or
yeah, they have to
do they kind of show up. Okay.
There's
okay.
also a tracking system, Matt, that you'll have access to. It's an app. And you can go in there and you can actually send them a message with a live link to your Google business profile asking about the experience. So instead of you having that awkward call
okay.
of like, oh, can you go write the review? You can just plug their number in and text it over to them. And if they want to do it,
okay.
they'll do it. But maybe not. But that just helps too, like when
really
you're
awkward.
Leaving jobs. Yeah, you know. But it's also like good. Like we tell our clients, like when you're leaving a job and you're like getting in your truck, just send that text message off. So that way it's like fresh, you know, you just completed it. And
mm-hmm.
That's also how you feel. And then
yeah.
they can like look at it and then fill it out. But yeah, if they go back and write it, that's great too. Google reviews are verified. So they have to be logged into their email in their, on their mobile device or on their PC in order to write the review. That way the review is traceable back to them. Even if it's negative, you know, that way we could respond to it too, because we do have review monitoring. And then also we could verify if it's actually a customer or if it's just somebody like slandering your business. Those ones we can actually expunge or delete completely. You know, like let's say you had like a mortal
okay.
enemy from like high school that's
yeah.
just following you, like hopes you do bad in life, you know.
yeah.
You
yeah,
hit him too hard one day at football.
yeah, hope not.
Yeah, it happens. Ex-girlfriend, whatever.
yeah.
Yeah. So we have review monitoring though in place for that, and Google has verified reviews for that. So we can remove things like that.
Okay.
We only want reviews from actual customers.
Okay.
And then you should have the welcome text message there. So I think you'll have the outline of the agreement in writing, and then we'll also send over your form for Google verification.
Talking about the one, the email or text message?
There should be both. There's an email and a text. We send them to both unless you opt out of them. Inside of that notification, there's like a section where you could opt out of like text messages and emails if you don't want that.
Oh, I see. Okay. So I gotta fill out the form right now?
Well, I don't know if you're looking at the Google verification or the subscription terms. So the one I was originally talking about says terms in there. So it'll say, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And it'll have your phone number. That's the outline of the agreement in writing. The other one is the form for Google verification, and you could take your time with that. They just want your subscription terms signed before the client interview tomorrow at 10. So you kind of have time for both of them. And if you forget, they'll remind you at the start of the client interview. So it's really not that big of a deal right now.
Okay, because I have
but I just want to make sure you have both.
And then,
yeah.
And then I have Google Business Profile verified, and then I have
yeah,
the same
the one that says copy of your invoice, there's a link in that one. If you keep reading it.
Oh, please click here.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah, and that's your subscription terms. So that has all the products and features you're getting outlined in black and white, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, and the cancellation policy. And then at the bottom, it asks you to sign off on it. So I just want to make sure you have that because I gave you a pricing structure that, I mean, you won't find that anywhere. If you go on our website, the lowest
okay.
price that we have on there is actually $299. So that's higher than both the quotes that I gave you originally.
Okay.
Okay, and that's locked
okay.
in. So as long as you're with us, you keep that rate. It's not going to go back up to the original pricing structure.
Okay. All right.
All right, perfect. So that concludes our initial sign-up process. I want to officially welcome you aboard, Matt. Say thank you for signing up with the Local Splash team. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, or you feel like you forgot something or are missing something, you have my direct number and extension, and we also have 24/7 customer service. So don't hesitate to reach out. We want to make sure everything's working for you.
Okay, sounds great. I'll be working on it, and would you be a part of
the client interview
call or the conference? The client interview.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking.
The client interview is going to be with a separate technician tomorrow, but you do have my number. So at any
Got
time,
it.
If you feel you know you're uncomfortable or you'd rather just talk to me, feel free to call in directly.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Absolutely. You have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.